Cards Weekly is presented by the Arizona Lottery. What's your game? Find out at ArizonaLottery.com.
I thought the first day was pretty good. The tempo and urgency was there, and that's one of the things that we emphasize.
Yeah, even if you couldn't see it, if you had your back turned to the practice field, you can definitely hear it. The Cardinals OTAs under Steve Wilks just have a different sound. Paul Calvisi with Cards Weekly on ACCardinals.com. Maybe because there's so much of it. It's just nonstop. The chatter, the teaching.
Definitely a lot of energy on the field, though. Everything's moving fast. Everybody seems excited. Everybody high energy flying around and stuff like that.
High tempo, you know, I love it, and he's a big detail guy, and I feel like that's the things you need, you know. The details are important. I feel like if you miss out on the little things, it's going to affect the big things.
It's great. It's great. He's very passionate, and the music from the beginning gets everyone pumped and amped, and then throughout, he's always on everybody, makes sure everyone's jogging around.
All right, David Johnson on his affinity for the Coach Wilks practice plan, and with 31 back on the field, back from the season-ending injury, and in some of the best shape of his life, turns out that feeling is mutual.
Guys, and I don't want to get too excited, but David Johnson, he looked outstanding today. It's good to have him back out there, you know, just flying around, and the things that he's doing right now is pretty exciting.
With OTAs, we don't run as much, I don't run as much as I did last year. I was a track star last year with the injury.
Of course, under Wilks and new OC Mike McCoy, David Johnson is going to be running behind a fullback. Not to mention those plus-size guys in the trenches that coach considers a plus overall.
I said this before. I think our strength right now is in our offensive line. I think we have good depth. I want those guys to continue to push one another, and everything we do starts up front.
Yeah, got to protect the quarterback. In fact, Sam Bradford continuing his offseason plan. And then the rookie, Josh Rosen, day one with the veterans and getting a few shout-outs.
I was pretty excited. He stepped in the huddle and had a lot of pizzazz. He didn't seem like he was choked up at all. Voice didn't crack none. He wasn't talking low. He was excited. You know what I mean? He was inserting himself into the huddle.
Josh looked great today. Some of his timing and his throws with the quarterback and tight ends, I thought were right on point.
What have you seen so far?
Oh, he can spin it. He can spin it. I like the way he threw the ball.
So he's known for his comments. Have you seen it yet?
Oh, yeah. I can tell from the first pass. Yeah, I can tell from the first pass. He's real confident. I love that.
All right, and last thing here, there's also something new in the Cardinals locker room. It's a hurdle, and it's symbolic. So we'll leave you with, hey, DJ, what's the deal?
That's tech, man. Trust, accountability, and commitment. That's what we stand on. That's what we believe, and that's what Coach trying to implement in us and get instilled in us, and that's going to be what we're pushing the rest of the year. Every day, mentally, you jump over it, and you make sure you got your boys back in here and everybody around you.